up, Raider Nation? Welcome to another episode of Down With The Ship. My name is Matty Mayhem, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Sean the Conga King Carnage.
Kung Fu!
Did I say Kung Fu?
No, that's what I said.
All right, well, so in this episode of Down With The Ship, we are going to review what the Raiders have done so far in free agency, and, you know, I think we were definitely pleasantly surprised on day one. I'm sure all Raider fans were on day one of free agency, the legal tampering period, I should say, when the Raiders made a big splash move and assigned immediately one of the big ticket free agents on the market, Christian Wilkins from the Miami Dolphins, who is our new defensive tackle, signing Christian Wilkins to a pretty monstrous deal. He's not getting as much as Chris Jones is getting, but he's definitely getting money that would put him in the top five, I think, for defensive tackle. But it was a much-needed pickup.
Yeah, we've been needing defensive tackle for a long time.
Well, yeah, because if you look at what the Raiders have on our defensive line, it was really just Max Crosby and then a bunch of guys that were trying to do stuff and never really did anything. I know the Raiders recently let go of Jerry Tillery, and Bilal Nichols signed with a different team. Do you remember what team Bilal Nichols signed with?
No, I don't. Not offhand.
And so obviously there was a need to improve at the defensive tackle position. The defensive tackle position is so important because it is a dual position where they're both stopping the run and also rushing the passer. And if you've got a killer defensive tackle and a great pass rush from the edges, it really makes everybody else's job easier. It makes things easier for the linebackers because defensive tackles take up the blocking so the linebackers can make more plays. It makes things easier for the cornerback because defensive tackles are rushing the passer, which makes the passer have to get rid of the ball quicker so that the cornerbacks don't have to cover as long. Not to mention finally giving Max Crosby a partner on that defensive
that's
line
what
so
I'm
he
saying.
Doesn't have to do everything on his own.
Oh, man. You see already Max's numbers now, and that's been without defensive tackle ever. And now we have a defensive tackle to kind of take some of the eyes off of Max. They can't double team Max as much because then Wilkins gets in there, you know? And, man, these two guys are going to be great partners, and some of these numbers are going up, maybe both of them.
It really becomes a pick your poison. Like, are you going to double team Max Crosby and let Christian Watkins wreck shop?
Is it Watkins or Wilkins?
Wilkins, sorry.
Wilkins.
Christian Wilkins let wreck shop, or are you going to double team Christian Wilkins and let Max Crosby wreck
and
shop?
And let's not forget about Malcolm Kuntz.
And that's what I'm saying. Malcolm Kuntz had a coming out party last year. And the other forgotten man is Tyree Wilson, who, you know, the Raiders took in the first round last year. So if he takes that sophomore jump like a lot of these defensive players do, the Raiders could have maybe a top three defensive line in football.
Are you keeping Tyree Wilson then as in the middle? You know, because we picked him to be on the outside, right? But then the emergence of Malcolm Kuntz, and they kind of brought him to the inside.
I think that pushes Tyree Wilson to more of a rotational position. You know, he'll come in and he'll expel the edges and defensive tackle.
Nice.
And then maybe on third downs, when you don't need the nose tackle, they'll put Tyree Wilson next to Christian Wilkins there, and you'll have Kuntz, Wilkins, Wilson, and
see,
Crosby.
That sounds amazing. I did forget about freaking Tyree Wilson until like an article came up where Max Crosby was talking about he's been hitting it hard already, you know, in the offseason with him kind of taking his, you know, putting his arm over him and kind of taking him under his wing. And I think Christian Wilkins said the same thing. So now you got two people like Max and Christian taking Tyree under their wing. I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, it definitely has the makings to hopefully give trouble to those damn quarterbacks in the AFC West. I mean, again, the Raiders defense is what won us the game against Kansas City. So, you know, solidifying that defense, making it better, I think, really helps the Raiders' chances for 2024-25 season. We'll go over the state of the team in a different episode. For this one, we're just reviewing the free agent pickups. But to pick up Christian Wilkins to just come out swinging and firing on all cylinders. I know there were a lot of fans of other teams that were really bummed. I have a student who is a Dolphins fan, and, you know, he got the news on his phone. He was in my class, and he was just like, no!
What a personality Wilkins is, too. Have you seen those trash-talking videos? You know, you already know Max Crosby likes to talk the trash, but there is a video where Christian Wilkins is just like to the other team, you're mad! You're mad! You're mad! He is so funny, dude. Like, I'm like, yeah. He fits the Raiders, and, you know, his opening press conference, you know, to start out with the Raiders chant, Raiders! I was like, welcome to the team, dude. Welcome to the dark side.
Yep, just an A-plus signing there. Very, very happy about that. And, of course, Christian Wilkins played with Patrick Graham his rookie year when Patrick Graham was the defensive coordinator over there in Miami. So there's some understanding of the system. There will not need to be like a learning curve for Christian Wilkins. I mean, he's just going to be able to hit the ground running. And Patrick Graham going into his third season as our defensive coordinator, the players don't have to learn the system. They know it. I mean, we are going to be a killer defense next year.
Yeah, I think that could be the identity as the, you know, Raiders as a defense. yep. which I'm good with.
Absolutely.
Especially moving on the momentum that we finished last year with. You know, like you said, everybody was kind of picking up on Patrick Graham's schemes, and you were seeing a defense really come together, you know, and it looks like we've retained most of our players from last year and making some key additions right there, you know, with Christian Wilkins. And like you said, I mean, we'll talk about it later, but another cornerback, man, I'm ready to put our defense against any team.
Yep, most definitely. Moving on to the next signing, the Raiders went out and they got themselves a quarterback. What's interesting is we actually mentioned this particular player in the last episode in our free agency preview, but they went out and signed Mustache himself, Gardner Minshew.
Little ass boy.
The little ass boy is now a Raider and playing with Max Crosby. And honestly, here's why I like the Gardner Minshew pickup. I know that Raider fans are up in arms because they're saying that Antonio Pierce promised that he wasn't going to put a Band-Aid on the position, and they see Gardner Minshew as a Band-Aid, like a career backup. He's on his third team, you know, the Eagles,
the
Colts, and now the Raiders. And so, you know, everybody's kind of seeing him as trash, but here's what I see with Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew has a little bit of edge to him. He's not afraid to mix it up. He's definitely a big personality. He's got a little bit of mobility. He's able to scramble and make plays on the run, and he's also a pretty accurate passer. He took the Colts to the playoffs last year when he actually hit on the brink of the play. Did they make the playoffs? I can't remember.
I don't remember. But, so I mean, he was a backup to Anthony Richardson then?
He was a backup to Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson got hurt like the third or fourth game. Minshew came in and took them to the playoffs. I'm pretty sure he took them to the playoffs. They lost to the Texans, but he definitely took them to the playoffs. And so this is a player that is not going to be a detriment to your team. Now, you can call him what you want to. You can call him a game manager if you want. But you know what I see in Gardner Minshew? I see a lot of Rich Gannon with Gardner Minshew. Rich Gannon obviously was a guy that was the backup quarterback for the Chiefs, and John Gruden brought him in back in 1998 to be the, I think it was 98, it might have been 97, 98, 99, somewhere around there, but he brought him in to be the quarterback of the Raiders. And Rich Gannon, also a fiery personality, a large personality. He was mobile. He was able to run for some extra yards. He was able to throw on the run. He was accurate. I see a lot of Rich Gannon in Gardner Minshew. And I will say, as a Raider fan, one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time is Rich Gannon. That's when I first started watching the Raiders. And so I'm actually pretty excited about the Gardner Minshew pickup. And honestly, if you look at the draft, and again, we're not going to talk about the draft, but just to make this point, if you look at the draft, it doesn't seem like the Raiders are going to be able to move up and get the quarterback they want. Not after the trade that Minnesota made, where now they have two first round picks. Everybody knows that they want to move up to that fourth or fifth spot. And so for the Raiders, it just seems like the Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Caleb Williams, Drake May, those guys are a pipe dream because all of these guys are going to go top four. And so do you reach for a Bo Nix or a Michael Penix Jr.? I wouldn't. You know, the Raiders need a cornerback. The Raiders need an offensive lineman way more than a reach. So what I would do is I would take a cornerback there at 13 and then maybe try to move back up into the first round at the end of the first round, and you won't have to give up as much to maybe get a Penix Jr. or a Bo Nix or even a Spencer Rattler. I think that Gardner Minshew is going to be our starting quarterback this year. And so I'd like to see what he does. You know, put some weapons around him. You know, maybe go out and get another wide receiver. Go out and draft a badass running back instead of giving up a second round pick. Draft a running back second round and surround Minshew with some weapons. Build a bully defense. I know it's not a common thing to occur, but a game managing quarterback like Brock Purdy or Trent Dilfer with a badass defense like the Niners or the Ravens had can win the Super Bowl, or at least get to the Super Bowl. So I like the Gardner Minshew pickup. I'm fully on board with it. And if he becomes the starting quarterback, which I fully expect him to be, I can't wait to see the mustache work. What do you think?
The thing I liked about the Minshew thing is now our hands aren't tied at quarterback in the first round. We don't got to do something stupid or rash to try to, you know, just reach for somebody. And I like having that flexibility right there. And I feel like our offense, I mean, we did lose Josh Jacobs. That's one thing that did happen. Jacobs left. But, you know, we have Zeus and who's the other running back?
Yeah, we signed Alexander Mattison.
Alexander Mattison, yeah. Which we could talk about him next or whatever. But, I mean, I'm kind of liking the way our offense looks. You know, Michael Mayer at tight end. Devontae's still going to be there with Jacoby Myers. Like, Minshew's the kind of quarterback that he'll get those guys the ball. You know, I mean, he does have pretty good accuracy. He's beaten us a couple times, I remember. I was there at that last game in Oakland
yep.
that he did bring up in his press conference, yep. by the way, which, I mean, whatever, you could say that this or that about it, but, you know, he definitely has our ticket, so we can't say nothing about that. He finds a way to win games with what he's got, and I think the offensive players that we do have, he will find that. And like you said, Matt, you know, you bring a game-managing quarterback in with a which I say the a new identity of the team may be the defense, you're going to watch us win some games.
Yeah, I fully expect to. And so since Sean already brought it up, we'll talk about the Raiders signed Alexander Mattison, the former running back in the Minnesota Vikings, and he has been underwhelming since he came into the league. I don't expect much from him. I still think it's going to be a running back by committee approach, and I fully expect the Raiders to draft a running back. You don't draft a running back in the first round, but if they take a running back in the second or third, we can end up with another badass running back. I mean, let's face it, losing Josh Jacobs was tough, and it sucks seeing him in a Packers uniform, but dude was healthy for a full season one time.
Yeah.
He runs with passion, but he cannot stay healthy, so good luck, Packer fans. You got a great one, but don't expect 18 games out of him, I'll tell you that much.
I do remember, I think there was a couple fantasy years we're playing, and I picked up Mattison. He was all right, you know what I mean? He's able to, like, come away with some yards. I don't know what his numbers look like. They've been getting better or getting worse. Or, I mean, it seems like he can receive the ball as well as run it. So I think he's over, 1,000 scrimmage yards last season, you know, and he was their starting running back. So take the pressure off Mattison and have him just kind of back up Zeus, and maybe, you know, just having an extra healthy, you know, running back by committee thing, maybe it works, you know? So I don't think it's too bad. And again, your hands aren't tied at running back either at this point.
Did you see how big Zeus has gotten, dude?
Oh, did you see him just lift it? Yeah. What do they say?
Curling those monstrous. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Dude, his arms are as big as your head, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Zeus.
I'm excited about it.
It's Zeus's show. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But I do expect the Raiders to draft a running back, so we will have a rookie back there. And I'm stoked about that, too, because there are some good diamond in the rough running backs. And honestly, you can get a starting running back in the third or fourth round.
Well, one thing I just read today, I wish I could do the crediting to whoever. Maybe it's, I can't remember who did the article, but they're pretty much saying that the Bears were the second most rushing team last year, you know, right behind the Ravens. And of course, Luke Getsy was over there with, you know, the Bears, and that's what he likes to do. I heard that the Raiders are going to want to pound the rock. That maybe that's going to be the identity, is focus on that offensive line maybe during the early rounds of the draft and just be that bully of a team with just a mean-ass defense and just pound the rock up and just tire their defense out by just pounding the rock and just pick your poison, you know, if it's Zeus, if it's Mattison or whatever. And now you're really taking the pressure off of Minshew. If he ends up being the quarterback, maybe it's O'Connell, you know, they're going to duke it out, but it takes the pressure off the quarterback if you're just going to be pounding the rock.
Yep.
You know, and he only has to pass every so often, and there's your game manager, and I think it could be a recipe for a win.
Yeah, kick-ass defense with a strong run game. That's how Pittsburgh has done it for years and years and years. I mean, that is bully ball, essentially, and that's what Antonio Pierce said he wants to build. Another tight end we signed, Harrison Bryant. I think he was playing in Cleveland. I heard an interview that Q gave where the media from whatever team he came from, I think it was Cleveland, they basically said that he was, yeah, it was Cleveland, because they had mentioned that out of him and Njoku, Harrison Bryant was actually a better blocker and a pretty decent pass catcher too. So obviously we lost Austin Hooper. In free agency, but Harrison Bryant should come in and basically slide into that number two role, because number one's obviously going to be Michael Mayer.
Yep.
Especially if we end up being a running team, that means that we need a tight end that can block on both sides.
Yep.
So that they don't know which side you're going to go.
Just
on
build a
so
wall.
I mean, that's a hell of a pickup as well. Very happy with those. And then as far as re-signing their own, obviously the Raiders re-signed Amir Abdullah, adding him to the running back package. That makes drafting a running back not necessarily such a huge need. But what I also really like that they did was they did go out and re-sign Andre James, which we had talked about. I know in the past I've been a little disparaging to Andre James, but if you saw the ridiculous amount of money that guards got for the free agents this season, I think keeping Andre James and then keeping Parham at guard, it makes it so that we don't need two guards and a tackle. Now we just need one guard and a tackle, which is fine. The Raiders can obviously pick up both either via trade, or they can draft somebody. I really, honestly, you made a good point, dude. You got me thinking the Raiders are probably going to go offensive line in the draft.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
First overall.
You just get the best guy, you know, that you can. Just pick him up and just plug the position.
Yep, best offensive lineman you can.
It's like not a popular pick, you know, when you get an offensive lineman in the first round, everybody's looking for those receivers, and the quarterbacks, of course, are first, and the Bijan Robinsons last year, everybody was waiting to see where he went, but you know what? You get that O-line and just pound the rock, dude, with our defense, I think we're onto something.
Yeah, dude, give me offensive line first round, give me, I don't know, maybe Penix Jr. second round, and then give me cornerback third, draft a running back fourth, and that's really all we need.
We did just have somebody in, right? A cornerback that's, he's real popular. I think he came from the Dolphins too.
It was Tre'Davious White.
Yes.
Yeah, so he came out, he he is coming off two seasons with ruptured Achilles, dude.
Yeah.
So he is not the same player. I honestly.
But if you can get him at a bargain?
If you can get him at a bargain, that's fine. But he's also visiting like six other teams.
Yeah,
so,
he just
I mean,
left
I,
us.
I don't really see that as a signing that, you know, Adoree Jackson is available. And I know he has history with Patrick Graham. So I think that that signing makes a little bit more sense. They definitely need another cornerback. Kind of a bummer that we lost Amik, you know, but he earned it, though. He did.
I'm glad he got paid.
I'm happy for him. He went to Detroit, right?
Underdog special, dude.
Good for you, Amik.
Yeah,
good for
hell
you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so signing of Andre James, really great. And two other really cool, like more signed for depth. The Raiders re-signed Adam Butler, who he had five sacks last year, you know, on the defensive line.
Yeah.
He plays the same position as you know, Bilal Nichols and Christian Wilkins. So obviously, like I said, he's a rotational piece. But the guy that we do not have on the team is a big fat nose tackle. And so that they absolutely had to re-sign John Jenkins. And so they did. The Raiders re-signed John Jenkins. He had offers from other teams, but he chose to come back to the Raiders. And he basically made it clear that he came back to the Raiders because he wants to play for AP. But John Jenkins, great pickup. All he does is occupy blocks on the line. He's a run-stuffing defensive tackle. He's your big man in the middle. That is basically what happens. The way that your defensive tackles work is you want a nose tackle that is going to take up blocks, take up double teams, so that your other defensive tackle can rush the quarterback. So essentially, John Jenkins will be taking double teams so that Christian Wilkins
get
is free. And of course, Christian Wilkins can do stunts with Max Crosby or Malcolm Kuntz. And so again, with the depth that we have on the defensive line, I don't think that the Raiders need to draft anybody on the defensive line, which probably takes us out of the running for Byron Murphy. But that's okay. Christian Wilkins is basically all we need. It feels like they made some good decisions. I'm really happy with what Tom Telesco has done so far. Other than that, as far as bringing back other players, I know that the Raiders also re-signed Kanai Maoga, but he's more of a special teams player. But other than that, been quiet.
Hey, another note on Christian Wilkins that I really am impressed with. One of the big things that everybody talks about Max Crosby is he never comes off the field. And I believe Christian Wilkins, he's kind of one of those players too, where he played like, I don't know what the percentage of snaps was, but it was more than all the other defensive tackles, you know? And it's like, man, that's impressive, especially for these big guys to just stay on the field like that. And you don't got to worry about the rotational pieces as much because these guys just stay on the field. And you're like, all right, I just got to rotate the other side and keep those guys healthy and going or whatever. You know, you probably have to fight Max Crosby to get him off the field, and I wouldn't want to do that. But I can't wait to see those guys with each other, man.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. Do you know if the schedule gets released before the draft?
I can't remember.
Yeah, that would be... Always, you know,
I think the teams we play have already came out, but... Is this, yeah, I think the teams that we play has come out.
Tuesday, May 9th. Lame, dude. We got to wait
right after, huh?
It's right after the draft, dude. We got to wait. That's all right. Obviously, with the draft coming up, everybody will be kind of looking towards that. And, you know, Sean and I, that gives us some time to start looking for who the Raiders are going to go as far as... I was telling Sean the other day, I've been so laser focused on us moving up in the draft to get a quarterback that I don't even know what linemen or cornerbacks I would want if we just stayed at 13 and took one of those guys and let them fall to us. So I obviously have to do some research there. I bought a Lindy's draft magazine at the airport, so I have one
nice,
at home
nice.
So I can finally start doing my research, because it's just, I think the Jayden Daniels dream is
it's way gone.
Yeah, it's way gone. So
I like the idea, though. We'll talk about it later, but maybe moving back in for maybe a Michael Penix. You know, I know it's an injury thing.
Penix. Michael Penix. Dude, how terrible would it be if his last name was pronounced Penix?
Hey, Penix TX, dude.
Oh, God.
The Raiders moving back for Michael Penix or whatever, you know. I mean, I know there's injury history there, but I don't know. I mean, he might be somebody. Hey, even if he's a third string, I mean, what would you think about that? If you moved into the first round and then Penix ended up sitting behind both Minshew and O'Connell, is it a waste?
I don't think it's a waste because Penix obviously did really good. I mean, he got his team to the championship game. He relies on a good run game because he's not as mobile, but he is mobile. And he's got a decent arm. He's got a really weird delivery, though. He kind of throws sidearm. But, you know, like I said, for a player like Michael Penix, who was able to get Washington to the final game, like that's pretty
something.
Impressive. And before he basically kind of shit the bed in the bowl game, he was doing good. And everybody was talking about him as a potential top 10 pick. Now, all of a sudden, he's like a fringe second rounder. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Do you think that if he waited till next year, now that the Caleb Williams and the J.J. McCarthy's and the freaking Jayden Daniels, they're in this year's draft. But if Penix would have waited till next year's draft, I wonder how high he would have gone.
Isn't he a senior?
Is he a senior?
I don't know.
Hey, another thing, though, Matt, is June 1st. Isn't it a big day, June 1st, where like a lot of money's going to get freed up for the Raiders again? And my question is, do you think that we're done in free agency? Do you think they're going to kind of like take some of that money and just try to use it to keep signing like their own? Or do you think maybe they're looking at a cornerback right now?
You know, I feel like the Raiders might be kind of dipping their toes into the trade market and maybe looking to see if they could trade for a cornerback. I know they want one desperately. I wouldn't be surprised to see them trade for a cornerback or a offensive lineman, right? And then whoever we don't trade for, we'll probably draft the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we did lose a couple offensive linemen, didn't we?
We did. Illuminor. We lost Illuminor. He signed with the Giants, and nobody signed Greg Van Routen. They could bring Van Routen back, you know? You never know. Has the slot machine been signed by anybody?
No, but I did hear Tyreek Wilson was recruiting a Hunter Renfrow burner account. So he was like talking to somebody who was pretending to be Hunter, but trying to recruit him. He's like, hey, let me, what's the coach's name? Mike McDaniels?
Mike McDaniels.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you want me to get you on a call with me and Mike? And he was trying to reach out to Hunter Renfrow, and I was just thinking, ooh, I wouldn't mind seeing Hunter over there with the Dolphins, you know, and Tyreek. He might be, like, you might really get to see him, like, his potential with Mike McCarthy's schemes over there.
I'm really surprised that the Saints haven't brought him in to play with Derek Carr.
Oh, yeah, Derek Carr and him.
Dude,
had
is Derek Carr going to start next year?
To the demise of the Saints fans? I think so.
Yeah, dude, the Saints are already sick. I mean, like I told you, Shane's already sick of him, dude. He's like, what?
There was, like, a Derek Carr, like, float that they had at one of the parades over there where they were, I don't know, it was definitely demeaning Carr, and I was like, man, 1 year, dude, poor Carr, man.
Well, I mean, the dude's not as good as he and his family thinks that he is. That's the thing. Like, he thinks he swears he's like this all-star, like Pro Bowl, like Hall of Fame quarterback, and the dude hasn't done anything at all. All he does is get happy feet and get hit, like get scared. And
he had a good year with us, that one where he got hurt. That was it.
You mean when we had Crabtree and
And, yeah, he had a good year. There was even MVP talks like before he got hurt, you know, like what he was doing with our team. I remember not even worrying about winning. I was like, oh, we'll win. That was just a fun ride until the end where he just got kicked in the balls.
Yeah, that was a good season. That was when we had old Jack Del Rio. You know, there's a lot of problems in the locker room. It was a divided locker room. It wouldn't have worked.
Nah, I like this is the new Raiders right now. We're you know, bad MFers.
Yeah, and, this, I like a team of bad boys, dude. Yeah, I'm ready. Down.
Hey, what is it? How many Raiders have played in Oakland that are on the team still? Any player that played in Oakland, I don't think they're all on the team anymore, except Max Crosby and like somebody else. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing to think about because, I mean, Max has been there in Oakland. And for all the Raider fans that have been to a game out there at the Coliseum, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, that's a special part of this whole team and this whole, you know, dynasty or whatever. But I think Max, maybe there's one other. Maybe he's the only one. He might be the only one.
Minshew beat us in Oakland, so yeah.
he's like, I played the last game in Oakland.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, he was there for the end.
We were there for that one too.
Yeah, I remember that, dude. I remember that. That was his rookie year, I think.
Yeah,
when he got because he got signed by Jacksonville, and then he ended up in Indy, and now he's with the Raiders.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm stoked, man. I think Minshew's gonna be good, dude. I'm down for the mustache. Yeah. I think that our two quarterbacks have two of the greatest mustaches.
Hey, let's not forget about
Super Troopers, dude.
Let's not forget about Minshew and AJ Cole's hair now, dude. AJ Cole's got some hair competition, dude. Minshew's got that real nice flow.
Hey, the mullet's back, dude.
He's got that nice flow.
Everybody, I don't know if you noticed, but dudes are rocking the mullets and the mustaches these days.
I'm out.
Yeah, well, we're both out, dude. We're both a couple of pelons.
Yeah.
A couple of chrome domes, dude.
I look creepy with a mustache.
Do you really?
I would say so.
I think I look cool with a mustache. I'm bringing it back, dude. I'm bringing back the freaking
Matt stash.
The fireman stash.
Matt's bringing back the mustache. We'll get pictures on Instagram.
Oh, man. All right, well, is there anything else?
I think those are the players. So next is going to be the draft, right?
Yeah, so we'll probably have a draft preview coming up, probably sometime in mid-April.
That's what I remember starting out on last year.
It was.
Our first episode was just draft talking.
It was free agency preview and draft talking, so... Yep.
And we're back. How crazy is that? We're back.
Back, I love it. One full year of down with the ship.
Hey, we stayed consistent as much as we could.
Yeah. Sometimes I go back and listen to those old episodes. Like that first episode was so echoey because we recorded in the living room.
Yeah.
Learning from our mistakes, folks. Learning from our mistakes. The good news is we are staying consistent. Yep. Try to be anyways.
We thank you guys for still checking us out and being patient with us when it's been a little bit of time. Talking to my homie Anthony, he's always like, hey, when's the podcast coming out? Shout out Anthony Chavez, man. Him and his family, you know, new Raider fans or whatever. And my boy, dude, he had just ordered a Josh Jacobs jersey for his son. And I hit him up and I was like, hey, fool, they just traded Jacobs. And he's like, damn, man, I just got the jersey for my son. He's like, not going to send it back. I had an old Josh Jacobs jersey. crazy. I was going to shoot him because his birthday is on the 28th. And so he wanted the old 2.8 compared to Jacob's new 8, you know? But yeah, shout out Anthony Chavez, hey, dude. Got to send that jersey back.
But before you do that, though, there's companies like, I think on Etsy, you can have nameplates made. And then you just stitch them onto your jersey. Whoever ends up as number 4, you could put an O'Connell. Like, you can put O'Connell in play and have an Aiden O'Connell jersey. And, you know, whoever ends up being 28 next year can do that, too.
I'm gonna keep him in my truck. And anytime I see a homeless guy, I'm just going to throw him a Raider jersey. And then you're just going to see Raider fans all over town, dude. And be like, yeah.
They're going to be like, hey, how come all Raider fans are homeless, dude? That's what they're going to say. You can't do it. Throw them Chiefs jerseys, dude.
I don't want to see that red all over town, dude.
No. Ghetto-ass Kansas City Chiefs.
Man.
Anyways, all right, Raider Nation. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Down with the Ship. We'll be back pretty soon, a couple weeks, I think, for our next episode where we preview the upcoming NFL draft. But until then, stay silver and black. This has been Maddie Mayhem speaking for Sean Carnage. We'll see you next time.